You are now listening to episode 19 of the Big Bang Buzzcast. I'm Roxanne.
And I'm Nicole.
And this week is all about Penny, so we'll be discussing her and our favorite quotes and scenes and other stuff with her in just a little bit, but first we have a couple of news items. First is that The Big Bang Theory got a bunch of nominations for the Golden Europe Television Awards, which I had never really heard of before, but apparently I was trying to, like, Google it and do some research on it to find out more about it. All I could basically find is, like, the winners are announced on July 1st, and the awards are voted on by TV critics and movie site owners from 12 different countries.
Wow.
Yeah, but basically Big Bang Theory got 10 nominations. Arrested Development got the most nominations for a comedy series. Arrested Development had 19. But Big Bang Theory tied at second with How I Met Your Mother, had 10 nominations as well. And for what they were nominated in, these are all within the comedy series. So they were nominated for Outstanding Comedy, Outstanding Single Episode, which was for Fish Guts Displacement, Performance by a Cast as a Whole, Outstanding Lead Actor, Jim was nominated. Kaylee was nominated for Outstanding Lead Actress. Mayim was nominated for Outstanding Supporting Actress. Bob Newhart was nominated for Outstanding Guest Actor. And then Outstanding Directing, Outstanding Writing, and Outstanding Cinematography. So that's all the nominations.
Fish Guts Displacement is not the episode I would have picked, but good for them.
Yeah, it feels random. Like, I liked that episode, but...
Oh, I did too, but when I think, like, oh, what was the strongest season 6 episode, that's not the one that comes to mind.
Mm-mm. But yeah, so... But it was 10 a nominations, good one. Yeah, 10 nominations there, and the winners will be announced on July 1st, which probably means that they will be announced about by the time you guys are listening to this, so... Look for those, and then we'll mention them next week, hopefully, if we can find them, whatever they hopefully won. And yeah. Then our other news item is the season 6 DVD cover has been released / confirmed, so we'll have a link to that. But basically, it's all of them are on it, all of the main ones, but... The pictures themselves are old. They're, like, reused and photoshopped to change the colors of their clothes. Like, how old are these pictures now? Because these were the same... Some of them were from the season 4 DVDs. Right?
We're not going to talk about the season 4 DVDs.
Those are just so bad. / Comic-Con bag. But, yeah, basically a lot of these pictures were from that same photo shoot, and they've just changed the colors on their suits, so...
I don't understand what this show's aversion is to taking new pictures. It seems like they're always reusing something.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be so opposed to them reusing pictures if the pictures made sense.
Yeah.
But pictures, it was like, when I first saw them... A few years ago for the Comic-Con bag, I was like, oh, this is kind of awesome, like, dressed up in, like, slightly off, like, versions of their regular outfits, and it worked for the Comic-Con bag, and it was awesome. And then they used it for the season 4 DVD covers, and I was like, well, this isn't what I would represent, like, for this pick to represent the season as a whole, but whatever. But they just keep using these same pictures over and over again for everything.
Yeah. I just wish that they were... dressed like, you know, they do on the actual show. That would make more sense, but they seem like they want to do it this way, so they know we're going to buy it anyway.
Yeah, but seriously, you think for, like, the number one comedy, they would be able to do, like, at least one new photo shoot per year just for, like, new promo pictures for stuff like this.
Like, yeah, you'd think. Most other shows do. I mean, some shows, like, just have... You know, the character, like, the Friends DVDs, like, they just have, like, the characters' faces. And then the Mentalist DVD, it's always just Simon Baker. So I would take, you know, the Big Bang Theory cast, like, I mean, I love Simon Baker, but I'll take the Big Bang Theory cast dressed not like their characters, then, like, just Jim on the front.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Something else that kind of just bothers me about the Big Bang Theory DVDs is there's really no consistency in the cover. Like the side design in the back, you, like, look at all of them, and, like, they keep the same design for that. So at least the spines match up and look the same. But, like, if you just look at, like, the cover of the DVDs themselves, they don't really look, like, cohesive at all or, like, as a set or a theme. It's just all random, and it bothers me.
You know, one day they're going to come out with a box set that's going to have matching covers, and it's going to reward all of the people that didn't pre-order and that didn't watch the show when it was on, and those of us that were super into it when it was happening, we're going to have to spend even more money. And they know we'll do it, too. That's why they do this.
Not looking forward to that day.
No.
It is probably going to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are our news items for the week. Still pretty slow news-wise, but Comic-Con's coming up in just a couple more weeks, 2-3 more weeks, and then we should hopefully have lots of stuff to talk about then. But yeah, so that's it for news. So now, like we said, our main discussion topic for this week is the character Penny, and Nicole has prepared, she's going to go through her spiel on all of Penny's background and what we know about her, so go for it.
Okay, this is not going to be as impressive as Leonard's. Okay, alright, so Penny is from a town outside of Omaha, Nebraska. She was the only original female cast member. She's currently 26 years old, which is 5 years younger than Raj and Howard and 6 years younger than Leonard and Sheldon. She's now the age that Howard and Raj were when the show started. She'll be 27 in season 7. She claims to be a vegetarian, except for fish and the occasional steak, but I don't remember throughout the series if we've seen her eat meat without a mention of that. She has an older sister and a brother who's presumably younger. Her past is a lot more contradictory to itself than any of the other characters. In season 2, she says that her father resented her for not being a boy. But then when we met him in season 4, not only had his name changed from Wyatt to Bob, or from Bob to Wyatt, there was nothing to imply that there was any resentment. It's assumed that her nephew's her sister's son, as we know, the sister's married from the Big Brand hypothesis. And her brother is either older, but I'm guessing not because of the, my dad wanted a boy thing, or he's close to her age because he was sleeping with Christy Vanderbilt prior to season 1. But again, I assume he's younger to give some credibility to the my father wanted a boy story. Another thing that's kind of contradictory about her background is she says she's 22 in the first half of season 2, which would have made her 21 at the start of the series. And she said that she'd just broken up with Kurt, who she'd lived with for 4 years, which would mean that she moved in with him at 17. Wyatt never mentions that she moved out right after high school. Penny's never mentioned that again. And we know that she did complete some college and at 16 was dating somebody other than Kurt, who we learn about via her flashback in the Staircase implementation when she was taking her pregnancy test. So I'm not sure if they really thought out her age when they had said she had lived with Kurt for 4 years. She also claimed, that she was resented by her father, like, not only for being a girl, but she says, like, quote, I tried being good at sports, but I hated getting dirty. But at other points in the series, she's, like, claimed to have rebuilt a tractor engine at age 12, which I can tell you from experience is not a clean job. Performed in junior rodeo, also not a thing for someone who doesn't like to get messy, and gutted fish. And all three of those things she seemed proud of and not something she was forced into or resents somebody for making her do. In terms of relationships, she's a big old 5, which means she likes to initiate, physical contact, but she isn't good at committing to relationships once she's in them because of her previous relationships. At least 2 and probably 3 of her past boyfriends have cheated on her. She has at least 2 tattoos, the Chinese symbol for soup and one of Cookie Monster. Kaylee Cuoco's tattoo on her lower back has been visible in the Hamburger Pastel and the Nirvana Annihilation, at least. The location of it doesn't match the location of her soup tattoo, so Penny might have 3 tattoos, or they might have been basing that, her soup tattoo off of Kaylee's real tattoo, since Kaylee, I remember an interview with her where she said she has a Chinese symbol tattooed on her and she doesn't know what it means, and Penny thought that her tattoo meant courage, but really it meant soup. She's punched Sheldon and Howard in the face and has presumably punched Sheldon in the throat. She's strong enough to pick up and carry Leonard as she did so during their season 3 relationship. And finally, in my opinion, she's arguably the character on the show who's had the most growth. I've read a lot of essays on that, and I think that it definitely can be argued. And she's the only one without a known last name.
And yeah, and as far as the last name, wasn't there just, did that come up in Malaro's interview not too long ago?
Which one?
I don't know, one of the interviews he did recently, that talked some about looking at the next season, I feel like her last name came up in that, and he said that it was something they probably still weren't going to reveal anytime soon, if ever.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, and it's basically, I guess, they said they gave, like, the characters' names or last names or first names or whatever, like, as they needed them, and they just never really, like, needed a last name for Penny. So she still doesn't have one, and then it just sort of turned into, like, well, we've gone this far without giving her a last name. Let's see how much farther we can go. Though some, I know I've read some people, like, upset about the fact that she doesn't have a last name, feeling that it, like, diminishes her character by not giving her a proper name.
I've never really found that to be a very logical argument. I mean, some people, you know, are saying, like, oh, you know, all the male characters have last names. And, I mean, I'm as much of a feminist as any woman I feel should be, but I don't think it's just because she's female. It's not like her last name's an oversight that's never been mentioned where they've, you know, just been like, oh, we never found it necessary to give her a last name. We never really thought about giving her one, like, it's not something that they just sort of slipped their mind, like, oh, we didn't think enough about Penny to give her a last name. Because in this case, like, we know exactly why she doesn't have one. Like you said, you know, Chuck and Bill have both said that in originally writing the pilot, they had Sheldon and Leonard's first names off the bat because they were naming them after Sheldon Leonard, and when they needed to have last names for them, they came up with them. At the start, Raj didn't have a first name because in the early days of writing him, they called him Kuthra Pali. Then later in the writing process gave him Raj when it would make sense that a character would call him by his first name. Wolowitz was named after someone, so he got his full name right away. As for Penny, like, at the beginning, they didn't need to give her a last name because the script never called for it. When people realized they didn't know what it was, they started bugging the writers about what it was. And now the writers aren't telling us because, one, they still don't have to. It's not like she's ever been in a position where it's felt awkward that they didn't use her last name. Like, if she was a scientist and they never referred to her as Dr. Whatever, which everyone else's case except Howard, it wouldn't make sense to not have a last name for them. And two, they think it's fun to keep us guessing and wondering. I think if people had never bugged them of what her surname was, they probably would have casually revealed it at some point. But now that it's become this big mystery, they're avoiding it. And it's not sexist, it's not degrading, it's just the writers having fun keeping us wondering.
Yeah, and I think, like, the argument, like, trying to make it a sexist argument would have held, like, more weight in the first three seasons. But then we've got, like, Amy and Bernadette, and we know both of their full names.
Yeah.
So it's not just that, like, oh, Penny is a woman, she doesn't have a last name. It's Penny is Penny, and they just don't want to give her a last name.
Exactly. I mean, we have middle names for everybody except Penny. But, I don't know, it's never felt weird to me. Mm-hmm. And I honestly, it doesn't bother me if we never find out. I mean, I'm sure that during the series, her last name is going to become Hofstadter, but it doesn't matter to me, really, if we ever find out her surname or not. I think at this point, you know, it's like revealing Mrs. Wolowitz. Someone's going to be disappointed with what she looks like. It's the risk that the How I Met Your Mother writers are taking with having all of season 9, having the mother in that entire season, because there were all these other women that Ted's dated. And it's like the mother's supposed to be perfect in every way for him, and if they had just revealed her at the end of the show, like, this is her, everyone could picture her as the perfect match for Ted, but in season 9, there are gonna be people who aren't gonna be happy and be like, why is this relationship better than the ones with his past girlfriends? So it's like, you know, revealing Penny's last name, whether people think, oh, it's not a big deal or not, like, people are wondering what it is, and when they reveal it, people are gonna be like, well, that doesn't sound good. Like, she's always just been Penny. So it honestly doesn't bother me if we never find out what her maiden name is.
I think it bothers me most when it comes to fan fiction, because hate trying to either come up with a last name for her or writing around it so you can just avoid the issue altogether. So I feel like just for fan fiction, I wish I had like some sort of canon name I can just go with and not have to deal with the issue.
I don't think I've ever actually given her a last name in any of mine. I've just like made up a first name for her mother and then gone by the first name basis. Mm-hmm. Just because, I mean, like, if it's involving her parents, like, I've never really had to use it if I'm just writing her, but if, I think at one point I had to have someone use her full name because she was, like, testifying for something, and I just had them, like, start to call her name, and then it kind of, like, went into her head and had her, like, thinking about something, so it was, like, a fade out, and then it faded back in at the end of the sentence, but that's, like, the only time I've ever had to write around it, so it doesn't really bother me that much. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you just get there and you're like, okay, for 5 seconds this would be convenient. But every time people have given her last names in one I've read, I'm just like, but that's not a good one. So I feel like anything they give her at this point, if they're either going to give her a stupid last name for a joke or they're going to try to give her one that's casual and it's just not going to work because we've waited so long for it.
I can't decide if I'm happy how, like, the show, like you've said, how, like, it's never awkward, it's never been an issue. I can't decide if I want them to just, like, keep going on like that and just really not acknowledge it at all. Or if it would be fun if, like, they did some things. Like, obviously the characters know her last name, but if they did some things where, like, fake-outs, like, teasing the audience more. Like, oh, you think you're gonna get a last name? Nope, never mind, sorry. You know?
Yeah. I know that on... I watched Rules of Engagement I didn't see it all the time until about season 4, but I think there was, earlier seasons, you know, they didn't know the character Jennifer's last name, and they made, like, an entire episode where, like, none of the characters knew except her fiancé, and, like, one of the characters, like, spent an episode trying to guess it, and then in their engagement announcement in, like, season 4 or 5, they just finally just read, like, a newspaper article involving her, and it just said her full name, and I don't know if they ever mentioned her last name after that, but that was how they revealed it. But it did kind of amuse me that there was an entire episode where, like, one of the characters was trying to guess it, and that reminded me of How I Met Your Mother, how, like, none of Barney's friends know what his job is. So, like, my sister and I always joke, like, on How I Met Your Mother, whenever they ask, you know, what Barney's job is, like, what is it you do anyway? And he just kind of, like, waves his hand dismissively at them, and he's like, please. So my sister and I joke that we would love for, like, them to be like, Penny, what's your last name anyway? And her just be like, please. But, I don't know. I don't know who I would want them to do it, but I don't have, like, a burning desire to learn it. You know, it's not like, oh, maybe this will be the season where we learn her last name. And I did joke on Tumblr after the Valentine's Day episode aired that they, you know, said that Penny had to propose just because you often use their first and last name when you propose, and this way they're having Penny do it so Leonard doesn't have to say it. I don't think that's why, but it definitely doesn't hurt their, keeping it realistic.
Yeah, and just speaking of the Valentine's Day episode, I didn't read the full taping report for it, I don't think, but I heard about, like, one part when they were filming the scene at the restaurants with, like, Leonard and Penny fighting. At one point, Johnny ad-libbed something about, like, Penny and, what is your last, like, he asked her, like, what her last name even was or something, but he was, like, angry about not knowing her last name, which, like, I'm hoping will just be in the bloopers, because that just sounds really funny, and obviously, like, Leonard would know what his last name is, but Johnny just, like, poking fun at the fact that 6 seasons in, we still don't know her last name.
Yeah. I don't know if that was in the taping report, because I remember, like, being on Skype with you when that was being posted, and the girl was going, like, scene by scene, and I think you were only reading the Leonard and Penny parts, but I think that, like, when you were kept refreshing, waiting for the next part to come up, I think, unless you told me about it on that day, but I thought we found out about that after it aired.
Yeah, I found out, I don't remember how I found out about it, but it was something that came up later after the episode.
Yeah, I don't think it was in the taping report, though. I mean, I didn't read it, but just because I remember, like, when it was being written and, like, we were all nervous.
Yeah.
I don't remember hearing about it then, and I think you would have told me. I mean, I know you would have told me as soon as you found out about it, because I think you did, but I don't think it was that day. I don't know. Okay, so did you want to start with any quotes?
Okay, sure. So, yeah.
All right, let's see how many of these we have in common.
Yeah. Mine aren't really in any order. They're just sort of, like, as I was thinking of them.
Don't worry, mine aren't either.
Huh?
I said don't worry, mine aren't either.
Okay. And I mentioned this to Nicole earlier, but I was, like, I kind of had trouble thinking of things for this. Because I feel like Penny doesn't always really quite make me laugh as hard as some of the other characters. I think a lot of, like, her comedy and stuff is more of, like, reacting or expressions or stuff like that, which kind of ended up making it harder to think of things. But I do have a list of some stuff. Top on my list is panty pinata polarization, and I just put, like, everything because, I just really love, like, all the interactions and stuff she has with Sheldon in that episode and, like, teasing him and pushing back. And then, like I've said, that was my first episode and introduction to the show and Penny. So that was just, like, really great off the bat. Like, oh, hey, I recognize her, and I like her character in this. So there's that. In Terminator decoupling, it always makes me laugh when Sheldon is, like, giving her the detailed instructions on how to open the little box. And then she asks him, like, hang on, do you have any emotional attachment to this? And he's like, no, it's a novelty box I ordered off the internet. Did you hear the click? And she's like, not yet. And then she, like, smashes it. There it is. That always amuses me. I like in the dumpling paradox when she joins in playing the video games. And then Leonard's all, Penny, you're on fire. And she's like, yeah, so is Sheldon. And then Sheldon tries to leave, and she's like, wait, wait, come back, you forgot something. And he's like, what? This plasma grenade. He's like, look, it's raining you. And in Penny Blossoms, the line about, like, since when do we offer one-day rush? Amazon offers one-day rush. Yeah, but they don't have to glue the books together. In Cooper Hofstadter polarization, I didn't write down any specific quotes, but just, like, the whole scene where she's going through Leonard's closet and, like, handing him all this stuff and, like, you know, oh, just throw it away, don't even give it to charity, and just everything in that scene I really like. In Stag Convergence, after Howard gives his, like, tear-jerking speech when he's like, can you tell Bernadette this stuff? I love Penny's line, like, oh my god, Howard, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard, and it came out of you.
Yeah.
That was basically, like, my same reaction to that scene, and it's just so, like, perfect. In Proton Resurgence, I have down her lines, like, is it a trick clock or a trick potato? And then with his pacemaker, any chance we could plug it into the potato? And then this next one, it's one of, like, what I was saying earlier, like, Penny's just, like, reactions to things. But in parking spot escalation, when Bernadette and Amy start fighting and going back and forth, I don't even remember, I think it was after one of Bernadette's lines to Amy, but Penny's just, like, damn, and, like, the look on her face, and
that was after, that was after Bernadette's, like, Sheldon's work, your sex life's also theoretical.
Yes. Yeah,
Penny's
right,
like,
after that.
Damn!
Penny's reaction to that is almost funnier than, like, the argument that they're having.
Almost. That was a pretty good argument.
Yeah. In Einstein Approximation, her freak out, like, what I've mentioned before, when Sheldon, like, knocks on the wall and wakes her up and Leonard up in the middle of the night, how she just, like, screams and flails makes me laugh every time.
She does that several times. She did it in Einstein Approximation and Decoupling Fluctuation, too.
Yeah. Einstein's my favorite one, though.
Yes, me too.
Also, though, my next one's from Decoupling Fluctuation, but how Penny mimics Leonard's puppy dog eyes later, like, right after when she's talking to Amy and Bernadette, like, her trying to mimic it, and it's, like, completely off, but it's hilarious. And then, I have from Bat Jar, when she asks Leonard if, she can help him. I was writing an email and the A key got stuck. Now it's just going, ah! And he asks, what did you spill on it?
Yeah.
Nothing. Diet Coke. And yogurt. A little nail polish. And then one of my favorites is from Gothowitz Deviation, after Howard and Raj leave, and Leonard says, like, they're gonna get beaten up in that club, and Penny's, they're gonna get beaten up at Walgreens. And then, a couple little kind of shippy things from Justice League, like what we talked about last week. I just love, like, the look, the little double take that she gives to Leonard, like, what about me, what? Because that look just, like, speaks volumes. And then in the season 6 finale, I love her, I love you, to Leonard in the car. Because yes. just, like, her delivery and how she says it in her voice, and it's, like, almost a whisper, and her expression, yes. everything about that is absolutely perfect.
It is.
And that is my Penny list.
Okay. Alright, so my Penny list, my first one is, again, not, like, a funny one. It's from the Tangible Affection Proof, just at the end of their last scene when she asked him to be her Valentine. Just because, like, the way she's looking at him and, like, her tone of voice and the way she smiles after, like, I just thought it was really adorable, so I had to put it. And then from the Tangerine Factor, I don't have episodes for all of these, but when she was talking, when Leonard came over and she was eating the ice cream, and she's, this is just, like, what happens at the end of the line, when she's like, oh, I just feel so betrayed and embarrassed, I just want to crawl into a hole and die, and then sprays the whipped cream in her mouth. Oh, I love that. And then in the Penny Pinata polarization with, your Ken can kiss my Barbie. I use that a lot. And then in the Dumpling Paradox, when she comes back over and she's like, okay, I have a problem. And Leonard's like, what's wrong? And Penny's like, well, Howard and Christy are kind of hooking up in my bedroom. And Leonard goes, are you sure? And she's like, look, I grew up on a farm. Okay, from what I heard, they're either having sex or Howard's caught in a milking machine. And like, considering what a milking machine sounds like, and considering Bernadette's little impression of what Howard sounds like in a later season, that's actually, like, a scary continuity that I don't know if it was on purpose, but that is kind of what it sounds like. And then, this is, like, a Sheldon line, too, but I just liked how she delivers the reaction to it. In the Batjar Conjecture, when she's all Tweety Bird, taught he taught a what, and then they look at Penny, and then Sheldon's like, Romulan. And the Penny's just like, yes, he taught a Romulan. And it just kind of, like, throws the cards. And then in the Bakersfield Expedition, when Amy goes, you know, you can't pick something up in outer space. In space, there is no up. And Penny's like, oh, yeah? Then how does the sun come up every day? And Amy's like, how to argue with those kind of street smarts? And Bernadette goes, Leonard and Sheldon have boxes and boxes of comics across the hall. Why don't we go look at those? And Penny goes, oh, great, yes. Then, as you will see, I'm not wrong, because if we were in outer space, then anyone could pick the hammer, because it would be floating around in a weightless environment. Yeah, that's right. The slow reader just used science. Suck on that. And then one thing that, this is, like, one of my sister's favorite Penny lines, too, is, just, I think what she does with her hands in the holographic excitation when, Leonard showed her, like, the laser and explained how complicated it was, and she was just like, oh, hi, techie. We had to go back and watch that, like, 4 times when I showed my sister that episode. And then in the Cooper-Hofstadter polarization, I just liked Penny at the end contributing to the blowing up the head thing that, you know, Leonard and Sheldon had done earlier in the episode in response to Howard. And then in the episode with Mrs. Cooper where they all went to church and Penny starts out her prayer with, hey God, what's up? And I told my sister, I'm like, Kristen, when you go to church, you have to start your prayers with that now. And she's like, I'm not doing that. And then I also had, like what you said, Penny trying to mimic Leonard's puppy dog eyes. And then in that same episode when Sheldon goes, I'm a big fan of homeostasis. Do you know what that is? And Penny's like, of course not. and then in the Lubenfeld Decay, when they were all in their apartment before Penny went to her show, and Penny was all like, yeah, he made up the whole story about the symposium and Dr. Farman Farmian. And then Sheldon's like, good for you. And she got, like, super excited that she got it right. And then in the Launch Acceleration, when she and Leonard were kissing on the couch, and she was like, oh, since the last time you saw me naked, I got a Cookie Monster tattoo. Appropriate responses when you see it are awesome or nothing. And then in the Grasshopper experiment, when Sheldon was talking about the Princess Panchali book, and he's like, it's about an Indian princess who befriends a monkey who is mocked by all the other monkeys because he was different. For some reason, I related to it quite strongly, and Penny just raises her hand. I know the reason. And then, I don't remember what episode it was, but it was the one where Penny and Leonard were in the kitchen, and she was calling him, and they were saying that he was like a stallion, And then it knocks on the door. Sheldon knocks on the door, and Penny's like, "Sorry, Stallion, your weird friend Giraffe is here." And then I liked in the Bon Voyage reaction, when, Sheldon and Penny were in the grocery store or whatever, and she was telling, you know, Sheldon what a big opportunity it was. And, like, just the way that she was just like, "Yeah, he gets to work with Stephen Hawking, who won't be on the boat. I checked it out." Just the way she was like, "I checked it out. Like, yeah, I'm up on this sort of thing." I don't remember the exact quote, but I liked in the fish guts displacement when she was teaching them how to, you know, bait a hook, and Howard is looking at the worm, and he's like, "Oh, little worm, Sherm the worm." And Penny's like, "Don't name him, stick a hook through his face." And then just the whole thing with Penny on the phone with Sheldon and the Terminator decoupling when he gets on the phone again, and she's just like, "What up, Moon Pie?" And she's just like messing with him with that, and then he got like super upset. And then the last thing I had, because I think it's my favorite, was from the Dead Hooker juxtaposition with the whole using the shields thing with her, "Oh, you know, in Star Trek, when they're in battle, they raise the shields," and then she just gets that look on her face. It was just, like, so quick, and it was just such a classic look, and I still laugh at it every time I see it. And then you're just, where the hell did that come from? Yeah, so those are my Penny ones. I think you had about half the ones that I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was all of them. Penny's got some good ones. Like you said, like, she's not when I'm like, "Oh, think of a really funny line." I usually think of, like, Sheldon or Bernadette first, but Penny's pretty funny, too. But like you said, a lot of her reactions are physical. Like, in the pants alternative, when Sheldon was all, "Just the Asians," and then Penny just had that, like, horrified look on her face. And then you see, like, that Asian lady sitting behind her that, like, starts singing along with Sheldon, but just Penny's expression, like, "Oh, that's not, you can't do that."
Another one of her looks that I didn't mention but I super love is in, I'm blanking on the title now, but you mentioned the episode when Sheldon's mom visits in season 5 when they're at the church. I love Leonard's line. Well, he's like, when he's trying to decide, you know, like, what to pray for or whatever, he's like, "Well, I guess it's a little too late to ask you to make me taller." And then how Penny just sort of, like, slowly turns her head and looks at him. Her look.
Like that really sympathetic look.
Yeah. Like,
Then when, you know, Mrs. Cooper said, "Girl trouble," turns out we were both wrong on that one, and then Penny looks over at him and is, like, trying not to laugh.
Yeah. So, yeah, her reactions are basically golden most of the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that we went through...
Oh, I forgot about a couple of them. They're along the same lines. In the Big Brand, or in the Dumpling Paradox first, when, you know, they're all playing the game, and then Penny walks in with her friends and was like, "Hey, guys, my friends and I got tired of dancing, so we came over to have sex with you," and then just stares because she knows they didn't notice. And then along those lines, but I think it's funnier, when Penny found out that would work in the Big Brand Hypothesis, and she's all like, "Guys, this is simple," they keep talking. She's like, "Guys, I got this," and then she's just like, "Guys, it's hot in here, I think I'll just take off all my clothes," and then they're just looking, and then they're like, "Oh, I've got it," and she just kind of rolls her eyes and go back to what she's doing.
Yeah,
love both of those, so. All right. And then, of course, I liked her, you know, letting Raj, like I mentioned last week, come with them on girls' night, and then them dancing out of the room. I have to mention that every time it's even remotely relevant, because I love it. And her proud face when Raj realizes he was talking to her in this past finale. But yeah, okay, I've added those. I don't think I'll remember anymore now.
Okay, so now that we've gone through our favorite quotes and moments and stuff, we've got some questions that we're going to answer. And again, these were supplied by LondonGirl2402. So thank you very much for your questions and giving us ideas and things to talk about. So the first one that she asked was, "What was your first impression of Penny in the first episode you watched? Did you love her right away?"
Okay,
well, my first episode was the Panty Pinata. And basically, like, my first impression of Penny was, "Hey, it's Bridget from 8 Simple Rules. Because, my whole family watched 8 Simple Rules when it aired, and we all really loved the show. And I remember especially loving her character Bridget on the show. So I was just like, "Oh, hey, it's that same actress." I didn't know she was on a sitcom now. But then, like I've said, like, Panty Pinata, it's just, like, one of my favorite episodes. Penny has, like, a ton of great stuff in that episode with Sheldon. So in addition to, like, recognizing the actress as Kaylee, even if I don't think I knew Kaylee's name at that time, really, like, off the top of my head, but just recognizing her, and then with that being, like, the first episode, I pretty much liked Penny a lot right off of the bat.
Yeah, well, on the Eight Simple Rules front, I did watch that, but when it ended, I was, like, 12, and I wasn't really too much into television. I was just kind of watching it whenever my mom wasn't home because she hated sitcoms. And after I got into Big Bang Theory, I was, like, Googling all the actors, and when I went to, like, Kaylee's Wikipedia page, and it was, like, she's best known for Penny on the Big Bang Theory and Bridget on Eight Simple Rules, and it was just, like, a click in my head, and I was, like, oh, my God, because even though it hadn't been on in so long, like, there was that one, I think season 3 episode of that where, you know, they were trying to decide who was going to do something or whatever, and Kaylee's character goes, I'm thinking of a number, and her sister goes 4, and she was like, damn it, because she always picks 4. So whenever, like, for, like, years after, and we still do sometimes, whenever me and my sister are trying to decide something, and we go, I'm thinking of a number, if the other person would think of it, we would go 4, and then the other person would be like, damn it! So I was just like, oh my gosh, that's the chick who did that. But yeah, since my first episode was the Grasshopper Experiment, like, she was still, like, the new one in the group, but she was already, like, fairly comfortable with them, so I wasn't, like, scoffing at the what a dumb blonde way. But she wasn't, like, as comfortable with them as she was now, even though she did, like, just walk into their apartment. But I thought she was pretty cool, especially with, like, spiking Sheldon's drink at the end. But I don't remember anything else I thought about her in the first episode. Like, I remember when the Bad Fish Paradigm aired, like I've said, like, I thought the show was about Raj. I didn't care about Leonard and Penny's storyline. I was so cute back then. But that aired, and my thoughts on her were like, oh, it's the girl who put the alcohol in the guy's drink. So I don't really remember my first impression too much, because there have been so many shows where, like, I'll see one episode because it's on and I didn't have anything else to do, and then, like, I never see another episode, so I kind of forget about it. And that was kind of what Big Bang Theory was going to be, unless if my dad hadn't, like, recognized it and watched another one. So I didn't really have any strong first impressions about any of them. I just knew, okay, there's a guy with glasses, there's the guy who can't talk to women when he's drunk, there's the guy whose drink got spiked, and the girl who spiked the guy's drink. So I don't really remember too much, because I wasn't watching it with any intention of seeing another episode. I just didn't want to watch golf.
So what do you remember what you thought of Penny once you actually, like, started watching? What your, like, first thoughts were then?
I mean, she made me laugh. I didn't, like, analyze TV back then. Big Bang Theory was, like, the first fandom I got into, and I didn't really analyze shows. So I was just like, okay, it's a sitcom, I'm laughing, I'm satisfied, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered, like, I didn't have any, like, strong dislike to her. Like, even before I analyzed shows, I hated Charlie Harper, or Charlie Sheen, but, you know, they're basically the same person. But, you know, I did see a couple 2.5 Men episodes, and I hated him. But just, I mean, the character at that point, I didn't know much about the actor, but, I didn't have any strong dislike to her, but I wasn't like, oh my gosh, you're so awesome. Like, Sheldon and Raj were my favorite characters at the beginning. Penny's still not my favorite character, but she wasn't up there, but I didn't dislike her. My least favorite was Howard.
Yeah. Okay, so, second question. What do you think about Penny's love for shoes? Do you want to take this one first?
Sure. I don't really have an opinion on that. Like, most girls love shoes. I don't really care about shoes, so I don't know. It's like, you know, when Amy asked Penny if she'd subscribe to the Freudian theory of penis envy, and Penny's just like, I haven't really thought about it. Like, I've never really thought about Penny's obsession for shoes. It's just like, okay, it's just, you know, a lot of girls on TV are portrayed as loving shoes, so Penny's just another one of them. You know, people like lots of things, and shoes is a popular thing for a lot of women to like. Lots of people have, you know, tons of shoes in their closet. So it was just never a trait that I found to be unique or particularly interesting, so I never really formed an opinion on it. I don't really know how to answer this one.
Yeah. Basically, same from me. I don't especially like shoes either, but I know a lot of people do, so okay, Penny likes shoes. But I do like, like, I liked when she tried to come up with the app for the shoes, and she was taking pictures of all of the different ones in the tag.
Yeah.
Like, I remember really liking that tag. So, like, I feel like, I don't know, it's less about, like, her love for shoes, and just, I think it can be funny, like, how it can be incorporated sometimes like that. But just as far as, like, her liking them in general, I have no opinions.
Yeah, same here.
Okay. And question three, would you like to have Penny as a neighbor or a roommate? I'm not sure if that's like an either or just either in general.
Well, I think she'd be a fun roommate or neighbor, but if I had to pick one or the other, I'm leaning toward neighbor over roommate because I could get more space between her and her boyfriend.
Oh, that's a good
because,
point.
Because, you know, poor Sheldon with his noise-canceling headphones and, like, her always being, like, at the boyfriend's place or the boyfriend always being at her place, like, I would feel very third-wheely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't want to wear headphones when I sleep. I had to do that several times in the past for the same reason Sheldon does, and I feel doing that on a regular basis wouldn't be much fun.
Yeah, I think for that point alone, I would go for neighbor over roommate as well, but, like, I wouldn't be opposed to having her as a neighbor. Like you said, I think she would be someone who could be fun to hang out with or around.
Yeah. But just for the boyfriend angle, I would just say roommate. Luckily, I've never had to live with anybody who has a boyfriend, but I've been in hotels, and Sheldon's situation isn't a fun one, so definitely neighbor over roommate. And I feel like roommate she would freeload off of and make them pay the stuff even more so than the whole neighbor angle. She can get away with, you know, she can get away with the neighbor stuff here just because of Leonard, but, like, if her neighbor was, like, Mrs. Grossinger, she wouldn't be able to freeload off of them. So, but I feel like roommate, she could sucker the roommate into, like, paying stuff and, oh, I'll pay you back, and then not.
Yeah.
So, I'd say definitely neighbor over roommate.
Agreed. Okay, number four, is there something about Penny that bothers you and where you hope the writers change it? One thing I didn't especially like through, it seemed like it went on for a while in season 5, was they had her drinking a lot, which, like, I'm not opposed to drinking in general, but it felt like they had her drinking to the point where it was kind of like a problem, or it could be turning into a problem soon. And so I'm glad that that kind of ended up just, like, dropping and going away, but I wasn't, like, it wasn't a huge thing that bothered me, but it was kind of like, okay, like, do you have anything else that you can do with her character other than just have her drink a ton? Like, all the jokes about, I don't know. But yeah, so that was something that kind of bothered me. And this isn't, like, with her acting, it doesn't necessarily, like, actively bother me, I'd say, but I just kind of, like, I would like to see them do something either more with her acting or just find something else that she can get, like, passionate about, which then I know, like, they kind of, well, they addressed, like, the having something passionate that she likes this past season in that episode, but just, like, something other than, like, being stuck at the Cheesecake Factory, like, how she feels being there. It would be great if they gave her some sort of other, like, some kind of bigger career ambition, be it actually more success with acting or just end up deciding she likes or wants to do something else.
Yeah. Just an aside, when you said she was drinking to the point where it may have been a problem, that just reminded me of the egg salad equivalency with Raj, with his, like, I wouldn't mind if she suspended me from a sex swing, and looks at his drink and is like, this may have been a mistake. That's just what I thought of. I mean, alcohol I hadn't really thought of. Like, that's just guess because, like, my first answer I thought of was, like, not really anymore. Like, if you had asked in season 5, then I probably would have said the drinking. If you'd asked me after season 3 finale, you could have gotten an entire podcast out of my answer because Penny completely ticked me off in the last, like, basically in the last episode of season 3, and I got to the point where I wasn't sure if I could ship Leonard and Penny, because if I ship something, I have to like both characters, and I was just really angry at Penny. And I was like, you know, you've been cheated on, you've been taken advantage of, how dare you use Leonard like that when you know he loves you, and I was just really upset with her. But pretty much everything that's really bothered me about her in the past, she's gotten a lot better at.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not really anything right now that I'm like, all right, season 7, fix this. So yeah, that was my answer for that.
Okay, question 5. What commercial would be a good one for Penny where she would be good in it? And then she suggests a shoe commercial because she loves shoes so much. I don't know. This is kind of like with the shoe question. I don't necessarily have a direct answer. It's not something I thought about so much. I think, like, I don't know, like I mentioned, like, I'd like to see her do more with acting. Or maybe even just, like, decide, like, do something else, like, well, because her acting, like, sometimes it's, like, supposedly, like, with the play that she did more recently, like, they said she was really good in that, but then, like, we see her commercial that she did, like, a year ago, and she wasn't so great in that one. Or was that, like, close to 2 years ago now, the commercial?
That was the beginning of season 5, because it was when she was gonna leave LA, but then she got that call for it.
Yeah, so almost 2 years ago. But, like, so, like, her acting, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. So, I don't know, I think it would be interesting just to see, like, her decide or one way or the other, or kind of just, like, what I'd said before. But, like, as far as, like, a specific commercial, I don't really have any thoughts on that.
Okay, well, actually, I kind of do, a little bit.
Okay.
Not specific, like, type of commercial, but just a way that they could formulate a commercial, like, I was super happy that her hemorrhoid commercial had horses in it because Kaylee rides. So I was thinking maybe she could do a commercial that's reflective of something else Kaylee likes, like some commercial relating to yoga, like a yoga place or a yoga outfit or something, or a commercial for the Humane Society or athletic clothing or something where maybe they're playing tennis in the commercial, like, you know, just something else that has an element in it that's like Kaylee, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So nothing specific, but something like that, just because people were thinking, like, you know, after that episode, they were just like, oh my gosh, like, I love how it was horses, because that's something Kaylee's really passionate about, so.
How awesome would it be if, like, they used, like, Kaylee's dogs in a commercial, like, Norman shows
exactly.
up.
Exactly!
Yeah.
So.
The whole cast should just bring in all of their dogs and use them for something. That would be awesome.
That just reminds me of Jim's first Emmy nomination when Kaylee was like, what did I bring over to your house? And Jim was like, your dog. And then she's like, no. And he's like, oh, cupcakes. But, or when they said that, like, they're all really heavy sleepers and, like, that, you know, Johnny's a heavy sleeper. And when Kaylee's dog licked his face, he didn't wake up. And then Simon was like, and when we licked his face, he didn't wake up either. But all of their earlier stories, when they were hanging out a lot, just always has Kaylee's dog involved.
What was that from? I don't remember that one.
It was early. I think the interview was, like, before you started watching.
Was it, was Simon saying when he licked his, wait, who, okay.
It was something, like, they were talking about how, like, they always hang out and, like, Johnny falls asleep at everybody's house. Like, every time they're over anywhere, Johnny falls asleep. And then they said that, like, when Kaylee's dog licked Johnny's face, he didn't wake up. And then Simon joked, like, and when we licked his face, he didn't wake up either.
Okay.
I don't remember what it was. It may have been, like, season 2 Comic-Con. Or it was just something around then. It wasn't, like, a video interview. It was an article. But
yeah, I don't remember reading that.
I don't remember. I'm pretty sure it was before I started, like, going on the forums. So, it would have been before you were watching.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I really liked that.
I'll have to try to dig that up from the internet now.
Yeah, I wish I had it, but I didn't print it out like I did the other article.
Wasn't quite that worthy.
No, it was not Fangasm-y.
No.
Alright,
okay.
So that was question 5.
Yep. Question 6. Would you like to see Penny working somewhere else? In a sushi bar, for example, or in a club as a bartender?
I would actually love to see her as a bartender if it meant we could see her being, like, really tough around, like, the unruly customers. Like, when she kicked, you know, the guy who took Sheldon's stuff, Zarnicky, and we've just seen her be tough before with, you know, punching people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd like to see that if they could be, like, you know, in the bar or the club or wherever, and they'd be talking to her and then she would, like, excuse herself in the middle of a sentence and, like, break up a fight or something. That'd be kind of fun. But I honestly don't have a pressing need for her to change careers. Like, I'd like her to figure out, like, do I want to be an actress or do I not want to be?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, just like some people are like, oh, like, I want Howard to get a PhD. I'm just like, okay, well, most engineers, as far as I know, like, don't really get PhDs. The master's degree is what you need. At least I know some really ambitious friends of mine, like, are going into engineering, and they're just like, well, I'm going to go to my master's degree, but, you know, you don't really need a PhD for that. So that might not be the case, but it just is consistent with what I know. So it's like, you know, most people who move from the farms in the Midwest to LA and try to be actresses, they usually end up being, like, prostitutes or career waitresses, or at least based on, like, stories you hear, like, online. So I would much rather have her be a waitress. So I know that's, like, the stereotype. They either start hooking or doing porn or being a waitress, but, you know, she's, like she said, like, she's happy with her life right now, and if she can still tolerate her, you know, it's not like she's constantly pining about, oh, I want to be an actress. Like, she brings it up, but it's not like a, you know, almost every episode thing. Unless it starts really bothering her, then it doesn't really bother me.
Yeah.
Partly, like, I'm watching the show, like, I started watching it because of, like, the whole geeky science aspect, and I didn't watch it, like, oh, let's see if this girl makes it big as an actress. Like, as far as I'm concerned, like, that's not what the show's about, so I don't need to have, like, a focused arc on it. If there is one, I'll be fine with it, but, you know, that's, again, it's not a season 7 do this type thing for me.
Yeah. I was gonna say, like, I can't really see them giving her another, like, random, like, a drop, say, like, at sushi bar at a club, just because, like, then we would kind of lose a lot of, like, the reasoning for, like, have them at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
Since Bernadette doesn't work there anymore, and that's just been, like, a staple location of the show since the very beginning, so I don't really see them going away from that.
I'm actually really surprised that they continue to go there with Sheldon being, like, such a, you know, so specific and so, like, anal about some stuff, because, like, Cheesecake Factory is, like, considered, like, one of the least healthy restaurants. So I'm surprised that, like, Sheldon goes there on a regular basis.
Well, it doesn't look like a regular Cheesecake Factory, so maybe their menu's different, too.
That's true, maybe.
Yeah. But then, like, have we really seen them at the restaurant that much, like, this past season? Because I can't really, I was trying to think back, like, oh, like, they're there so often, but then I was like, well, when were they really there this season? I can't remember a ton.
The girls were there in the holographic excitation because Penny was working, but I don't know about other times. I know they still were in season 5 because that's where Raj met the deaf girl, and at least in the recombination hypothesis, you know, that didn't actually happen, but Leonard was picturing them at the Cheesecake Factory, which I don't think he would have done if they weren't still going there on a regular basis.
Like, I assume they're still going, but, like, it just seems like we see less of it. Or when we do see the restaurant, we're, like, almost more likely to see Penny working at the bar area than, like, a dinner scene like we used to always get.
Yeah, well, there are, like, more, like, now, like, there's more scenes, you know, either at Amy's or at Bernadette and Howard's place, or even at the Wallowitz place. So when they have other ones like that, they don't have as much, like, room to, like, have that set there.
Yeah, like, just physical space-wise.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that there's only so much you can do in an episode. So you can't just, like, throw a Cheesecake Factory scene in if they don't, like, need it to push the plot along.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that basically answers question 6.
Yep.
So then, question 7. Who should play Penny's mom?
Lisa Kudrow.
Yes.
That's just all I have to say on that. Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah. Was it, who was the, like, cast or whoever that initially threw that out there?
It was either Kaylee or Jim, I know Jim wants it. I know that they've, like, asked them, like, they asked them all, like, separately or whatever, who should play Penny's mom, and, I think 4 of the 5 of them said Lisa Kudrow, and, like, we don't know who, you know, didn't say it, and we don't know, like, who the other person's idea was, but I like it. I know some people that would want, like, Katie Sagal to be her mother just because she was her mother on Eight Simple Rules. So, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to that. Obviously, that'd be, like, super fun. But, Lisa Kudrow, that's my answer.
I am down with that, too. Though, there was, I don't remember at all which episode, but there was, like, Sheldon had one line, pretty sure it was Sheldon, right, about, like, Penny's mom, like, oh, I've seen pictures of your mom, like, implying that her mom was overweight, or at least larger, right?
That was the pulled groin extrapolation.
Okay.
I think. But yeah.
But yeah. But that's basically the only close to physical description that we've had of her mom, so.
Yeah.
And he could be maybe exaggerating, so it could still be just about anybody.
I mean, that could just have been him making a joke. Like, he's thrown out, like, in his insults other times, like, oh, I've given to understand that your mother is overweight. Like, I think just, like, fat mother is just his way of making an insult. So that might not even be accurate.
Yeah. So Lisa Kudrow.
Lisa Kudrow.
Yes. And then the last question from London Girl that we have was, is Penny your favorite female character on the show? And she says that her favorite is Amy.
Okay. I enjoy Penny's scenes, most of them, because a lot of them pertain to Leonard. I'll be very honest about that. But, you know, I don't just enjoy her because of Leonard, because like I said, like, I have to like both characters to ship them. Or I have to dislike both of them. Hello, Wuthering Heights. Anyway, I analyze her character, like, a lot, and she's, like, an original, so I've loved her a lot longer than Amy or Bernadette, but it's hard to say if she's, like, my favorite or not. I can relate pretty well to Amy, more so Amy than Bernadette or Penny, and Bernadette makes me laugh the most, but then I'm probably the most emotionally attached to Penny, so it's really hard for me to name a favorite female character. I don't think I could pick, because then I'd be like, okay, well, who's next? Oh, well, there's no way this one's my least favorite. And it would just go in, like, an endless circle. So, yeah, relate best to Amy. Bernadette makes me laugh the most. Most emotionally attached to Penny, so I can't pick.
I think my favorite would probably be either Penny or Bernadette. Like, I still adore and love Amy, but Penny and Bernadette each just have, like, a slight edge over her. And like you said, Bernadette is the one that generally makes me laugh the most, or the hardest. Mm-hmm. But then Penny is also the one I'm more, like, emotionally invested in. So, like, I adore all of them, the pieces. I especially adore, like, Penny and Bernadette. But I don't know if I could pick either between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Non-answer there. Sorry. So, yeah, those were our Penny questions, and unless we think of anything else off the top of our heads now, I think that basically wraps up our discussion on Penny.
Yeah, Kaylee, just on a note, I know we talked about Kunal a little, Kaylee has some of my favorite interviews. Like, I just always find her really funny in interviews, like, when she told the story about how she, like, almost missed her flight and then made some mention about having a bomb, and that was just because she was so flustered, and then she realized how bad that was.
Yeah.
And, her interview with Ellen with the shake weight is, like, to this day, probably my favorite Ellen interview. I am not kidding when I said that probably, and I say that probably everybody who's spent any amount of time with me when I had access to a computer has seen that. So it makes me laugh so hard. Sometimes it's unintentional, sometimes she's trying to be funny, but I think probably in terms of, like, I find, like, Johnny and, Mayim's interviews, like, really interesting, but Kaylee and Melissa are probably the ones that make me laugh the most when I'm watching them.
Mm-hmm.
I laugh pretty consistently at both.
I was, like, literally earlier today, I was also thinking about, like, Kaylee's interviews and how she just so often has, like, some really ridiculous funny story to tell.
Yeah.
Because I was also thinking about that one where she was, like, late and she almost missed her plane and she was just, like, in her crazy frantic rush. then also her one recently where she was talking about her bangs, her fake bangs. From, or whatever, I don't know what award show it was she wore them to, but she had, like, these fake bangs, and she had them because she and Johnny had tried to pull, like, a prank on the cast and crew, but then she ended up getting, like, a black eye. But, yeah, so her stories and her interviews, I also just, like, adore them, and they're hilarious and so much fun to watch and rewatch.
I also liked her one recently about how she talked about, like, her Valentine's Day. Her dad got, like, a tattoo of, like, his wife's name or their anniversary or something, like, on the back of his neck. And then I think it was with Ellen, and she was just like, oh, like, it wasn't, like, a tramp stamp or anything. And Kaylee's like, oh, my gosh, I can't picture my dad with a tramp stamp. And then she mentioned how, like, her mom thought that it was going to be, you know, she was just kind of, like, had some getting used to it. And she was like, oh, my gosh, like, this is going to be a bad influence on the girls. And she was all like, I'm 27, and my sister's how old? And she thinks it's going to be a bad influence on me, and I, like, have a tattoo. And then Ellen's like, oh, where's your tattoo? And Kaylee's like, it's a tramp stamp.
I don't think I saw that one.
Oh my gosh, I'll have to show you. And then she did, like, that new app that Ellen has where you, like, hold it up to your forehead and the other person has to, like, act out, and it's, like, charades. And Kaylee was trying to do these animals, and she tried doing, like, a seal or something, and it was just, like, the worst impression ever, and Ellen's like, what is that? It was amazing. You have to watch them. But I really liked that one, too.
I remember seeing one of Kaylee's, I'm assuming it was one of Kaylee's tweets, like a picture of her dad's tattoo. But yeah, I didn't see that interview.
Yeah, it was, I think it was her most recent Ellen one. I think it was in April. I'm not sure though. Or maybe it was May, because I think the episode that they showed was, I don't know, it was this spring. It was after Valentine's Day. You can look it up. But yeah, it was really good. And if listeners haven't seen it, you have to watch it too, especially the animal one, because that was really funny.
I will definitely look that up on YouTube right after this.
All right. Well, I watched the Johnny interview that you pointed me out to.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so I think that's all we have, right?
Yep, pretty much. So, yeah, that was our episode on Kaylee. Next week, we will be talking about our favorite season five episodes. Season five, almost done with the seasons.
I know, like, what are we going to do after this? Suggestions, guys. We want suggestions.
Tell us what to talk about, and we will talk about it. Leave us comments on the site at thebigbangbuzz.com. Email us at podcast@thebigbangbuzz.com, or tweet us at thebigbangbuzz, and that one is with 3 Z's on Twitter. So, yeah, send us comments, tell us what you think, tell us what to talk about, and we'll do that on our next episodes. So that's it for this week, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.